Hey, ladies, it is another week of Burnout to Bulletproof, and I have been MIA for a little bit, and I apologize for that. It has been a rough few months. It's been a rough year in all fairness, but for me in particular, the last, few weeks took a toll where I was not able to share this part of myself with you and also keep an open mind. So I decided to step back from the microphone and recording to make sure that you always get the best and most involved version of me. So thank you for tuning in this week. I definitely appreciate the following after you kind of heard some crickets there for a while. This is going to be the first episode that I did not pre-write. So generally, I write out bullet points so I don't go on tangents because I'm an Enneagram 8 and I'm loud and I can talk forever. So I do it just to keep myself on track, kind of like an outline for an essay paper. But this particular episode, I do not want to do that. So you are getting me straight from the hip, straight shooter, what's going on. And the reason that I didn't want to pre-write it is because I felt like it wouldn't be as real because of how sensitive it is. So this week's episode is called What Has COVID Done to You? And I think that it is all very relevant. And I think no matter what walk of life you are in right now, you are struggling with something. And we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about what it could possibly be. We're going to talk about what's been going on behind the scenes here. And we're going to be a family and we're going to get through it. And you ladies, just let me know what you need, as always. Welcome to Burnout to Bulletproof. This is Francesca Cooper. I'm a female trailblazer who knows every woman struggles with their own version of burnout. Whether it's from career chasing, huge goals, motherhood, body image, family, and more. And I'm pretty positive I can help you through it. Doesn't matter where you came from, doesn't matter where you've been, or anything that you've done. You are enough, and it's time to make you bulletproof. So COVID took everyone by storm, but definitely me. I'm in the events industry, and if you have had your head out of the sand for a minimum of 5 minutes, you know that they're just really not happening right now. Concerts aren't happening. Our friends that own event halls, our musicians, our bands that work weddings, but also, they make a living doing bar gigs. Our DJs are, we were on stay-at-home orders, it was obviously everybody, but we are the last ones to ever receive financial help. They're are only loans that we would have to pull as a small business owner who wants to go pull out a loan when you already are questioning if you're going to stay in business. And then on top of that, as a wedding planner, I am the first one to get all of the phone calls from my clients. Heartbreaking phone calls, full of tears and full of their dream expectations being let down, full of thousands of dollars either going down the drain or being used in a capacity that they didn't originally want. And then also me having to figure things out for them while also taking over a $45,000 financial hit. I didn't get out of bed for weeks. I got out to prepare meals and to keep my kids' lives as normal as possible. But then I would go right back in my room and just do everything that I could to not have to deal with what was going on. I had to check my email. I had to bring my laptop in my bedroom. I had to answer hundreds of emails a day because when you're postponing events, it's not just the couple, it's your team that you work with. And you're sitting here talking to a team full of people that are also insanely worried about what they're going to do for a living. It took the events, service, retail industry by storm. There is no way for us to work at home and still get paid. There is no way for us to survive like that. So having to be a champion on the phone and through email and for my vendors and my clients, it took the last bit of sanity that I had. When I launched Burnout to Bulletproof, I was on my way back up. I didn't want to pivot into anything that had to do with events because my heart is to serve. So obviously, my greatness coach was like, we have a story here. You need to reach more women, which I'm super thankful that she did. But I launched and did the initial episodes. And then it was my husband's job. And then it was the kids going back to school. And then it was, are we going to figure out how to have events this fall season and people wanting to book for next year and the year after? And so all of the small bit of energy I had left had to go to the clients that have invested in me so I could uphold my end of the bargain for them. But I'm spread thin. And so here's the key. I didn't get to burnout this time because I knew I had to give something up. I could have easily stayed up until 3 a.m. in the morning and recorded podcasts and kept the community going and all of that. But then I would be sacrificing sleep, which means 2 hours later when I had to get up and get my kids ready for school and work on my business and for my clients, somebody would have been sold short somewhere. And me knowing that is the crucial part of this journey that we are all on together. You have to know. You have to learn to know when it's creeping in, when it's getting a little bit too much, and also be able to have some relief when it lightens up a little bit. Now, I don't know one single person that is taking COVID the same as the person next to them. Me, I have 2 children. One is special needs, and I had them almost every day for 7 months straight. While trying to run a business, while having my husband come work from home, while everybody being in my space all the time, Jameson going through a massive regression because his therapy stopped, it was a lot. And then also the financial aspect of it is stressful enough without everybody being home together all the time. I know couples that do not have children that simply got put on stay-at-home orders. And outside of not being able to have friends over, haven't really had a ton of their livelihood changed. And also don't have the added stress of taking care of anyone besides themselves. But with that, I know couples that realize they don't enjoy spending time together. That's got to be hard. That has to be hard to realize that who you are in a relationship with, it works as long as you have your distance. That is its own thing to overcome. That had to be really hard for a lot of people, realizing that, hey, we cannot be together this much. It's going to break us. So if you have financially gotten through this okay, if you have been killing it at your job and you've been able to do renovation work around the house and you've still gotten to thrive, don't feel guilty. It's kind of the boat we wish we were all in. But if the downside to your portion of it is realizing that you cannot stand to be around your spouse this much, that is a legit struggle. I also know women who are happily single and the isolation has been detrimental to them. To not have anyone, you know, it's similar to when, you know, the elderly move in with companions. They have no desire to get married, no desire to have a relationship. They literally just to have someone in the house to share a cup of coffee with. That's a big deal. And my happily singled and rocking it ladies got hit with that overnight. A silent house all the time, all day long, for days on end. Then we have the single parents who, whether you were considered an essential worker, non-essential worker, dealing with having someone to help you with your child, having maybe a grandparent helped you, they obviously weren't around for a long time because you were keeping your distance. Just everyone's emotional capacity has been absolutely maxed out. the reason I think that I was able to notice a lot of the signs that were happening to me is because I'm a military spouse. What everyone is going through with COVID, the initial stages of it are very similar to a deployment. And even with a deployment, it doesn't matter how much you prep for it. There is nothing that preps you for having your heart ripped out of your chest. Doesn't matter if the house is clean or the laundry's done or how many meals you prep or how many conversations you've had with your kids or if you took a new job because you're trying to keep yourself busy during a deployment. Nothing, absolutely nothing matters. It stops your whole life. And that's what I think COVID did to everyone. There is no one to help you during dark times of a deployment. It doesn't matter if you have the best tribe in the world or you have nobody. When you lay your head down at night and that bed is empty, you're alone. Even if you have kids that join you, you as an adult are alone. There is nothing that makes that pain go away. Having to balance children being around and you being the only one to help, that is a deployment factor. Having to reschedule weddings, reschedule birthday parties, reschedule housewarming parties and get-togethers. Military families have been having their schedules turned upside down by the government since day one. We don't get to commit to anything. I still am waiting on my original honeymoon, and I almost got married 10 years ago because the Army needed my husband. So with that, the reason I took a step back is because there are a lot of things happening right now that a lot of us function with already. And my patience got really, really low. It is a grieving stage going through all of these things. Whether it is grieving the loss of seeing your friends, whether it is grieving being able to stop at a bar for happy hour, whether it's grieving having any money at all because you lost your job or having to change your way of life or sell your car or go on food stamps or take your daughter out of the private school you worked hard for and now she has to go to public school or cancel therapy sessions or give up date nights with your spouse or put all of your home renovations on hold. All of those things are valid and they are all happening to everybody. Everybody is experiencing this completely different, whether it's a financial hit, an emotional hit, or a complete life change. I don't know, none of us know when it's ever going to get better or when it's going to change or when we're going to wake up and watch the news and magically something miraculous is going to happen. But I do know that making sure you're addressing how you feel is the first step to gaining some of your control back, which is an issue right now. Everyone feels helpless. Everybody feels like they can't control what's happening to them. Everybody feels like they're just kind of at a loss for how things go from here, which is a path to burnout. It might not be filled with all of the working doubles and overloading your schedule and all of the normal busy, air quote, regular life stuff. But emotionally, you're on the fast track to losing it. Burnout is there. So making sure that you're noticing and writing down what you cannot control, what you want to change, and what you have control over, I think is super key. When I started treating COVID like a deployment, it got better. So this is why I think that it's a good thing to talk about, because not everybody's been through one of those. Once he deployed, I literally took everything off my schedule for a week. I had to grieve, like hardcore, in the fetal position, in a corner, crying, waking up in the middle of the night, crying, ordering to go because I couldn't cook, crying. Like, you have to allow yourself to go through a stage of grief. Acting like it isn't happening to you isn't going to help at all. It's actually going to prolong it and make it worse. So once we get through the grieving stage, you go into the we're going to be okay stage. Still not trying to overdo it, not trying to be superwoman, just trying to get bare minimum tasks done where you semi feel like a human again. And then with that comes a little bit more passion to either maybe do to-do lists again, maybe work on a project, maybe not call out of work, maybe go to work. Everybody has a very different way that they come back to life. Okay. And however you do that is completely up to you. And then slowly you'll start learning and retraining your body and your mind for what you are capable of doing in this mental state. Because if there's one thing that COVID has done, it has altered, I know it has altered my mental state, not necessarily into an unhealthy one, just one that I have to keep very balanced. I have to constantly be aware of what I am saying, what I am doing, who I'm around, where my energy is going, why my energy is going there, and being very picky about what my life is consisting of. Because we're kind of on a teeter-totter and I'm trying to keep both sides off the ground right now. And I think it's forced a lot of people that have never had to worry about the teeter-totter effect. Now they have to worry about it. Life has always just gone on. Like we went to work, we hustled, we made money, we come home, we have dinner, we pay bills, we move on, life is good. We have weekends with friends or we take vacations with kids. Or we're barely just trying to get by, but we're making it. And outside of making more money, we don't have any real problems. You're in fight or flight mode for a consistent period of time, which is something that most adults are not equipped to handle. Even those of us that have learned how to survive in it don't necessarily love being in it, but we know that it's a short stage in our lives as long as we don't let it take over our lives. With that being said, I want you this week to sit down and think about if you are in control of anything right this second. It's okay if you aren't. I just want you to think about it. Am I in control? And it can be something super small. Did I get my car detailed this week? Was I able to feed my kids every night, not on leftovers? Because for me, that was a really big deal when I first became a mom. My mom didn't know if she knew how to cook. I didn't learn. She didn't teach me. It wasn't one of her attributes. But so when I grew up, I was like, I want to be able to make enough money to actually go to the grocery store, buy the things that I want, and I want to be able to feed my kids a different meal every day without having to have leftovers. Because it used to be you made a pot of spaghetti and then you stretched it for a week. Now, don't get me wrong. There have been weeks in the last 10 years that we have done that. But it was always a goal for it to not be the consistent way that my kids were brought up. So it can be something that small. Or it can be, hey, we have been surviving off of pasta. And I was able to get the kids a Happy Meal this week. Or I was able to get them Chick-fil-A. Or, you know, I was able to splurge and buy my favorite bottle of wine. Or I actually was able to get out of bed and I got all the laundry done. Or I decided to not clean my house. I decided to rest. You see how all those things, you can be in control of however you want to be in control. You don't actually have to be doing anything. You just have to make a decision to not do it. You can't let your life tell you you can't do it. And that is the difference. All right? So check back with me next week. Get in that community on Facebook. I want to see these lists of things that you can control. And we're going to grow it little by little, and we're going to grow together until we get out of this COVID mess.